some lunch. And with that, Rose has started the meeting already. Thanks, Rose. And if you can go ahead and take a roll for us.
Ms. Conklin?
I'm present.
Ms. Fleming? Judge Bradshaw?
Here.
Judge Clark? Judge Amity?
Present.
Judge Gabe?
And count her present. She'll be walking in my office any minute.
Thank you. Judge Getty? Judge Jessna?
Here.
Judge Kamakarian?
Here.
Judge Kelly?
Here.
Judge Reinhardt? Judge Rogan?
Here.
Judge Sandhu?
Present.
Ms. Cameron?
Here.
Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Harrigan?
Here.
Mr. Landry?
Here.
Mr. Parker informed us he'd be absent today. Mr. Riley?
Here.
Mr. Roddy?
Here.
Mr. Rule?
Here.
Mr. Slayton? Ms. Turner? Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, present.
Our advisory member, Mr. Theodorovich?
I'm here.
And our liaison member, Judge Awani. Thank you.
Great. Well, we clearly have enough for a quorum. So let's get started. Our first motion is as typical to approve the minutes of the February 6th, 2025 meeting. You all have been supplied those in your materials or at page 3. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion, Callum Carrion.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second, Amity.
Moved and seconded the motion that the minutes be approved. Any opposition to the approval of those minutes? And hearing none, I'll deem those minutes unanimously approved. Rose, the last time we chatted, we did not have any public comments. Did we receive any within the time allotted?
We did not, Judge.
Okay, so we have no public comment for today. That allows us to get right into our two discussion items. These are, as I've noted before, important but relatively brief. We'll take them separately, though they are two discussions about mid-year reallocations of funds, the first being for court interpreter program unspent funds, the second being for CARE Act program unspent funds. We have the privilege, as always, of having Douglas Denton join us today for our first item to consider mid-year reallocation of TCTF interpreter fund program unspent funding for augmentation for FY24-25, the year that we are currently in. This will address anticipated funding shortfalls due to increased interpreter expenditures. And Douglas, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Judge Conklin, and good afternoon, committee members. This report is a continuation of TICMAC efforts to ensure that courts have adequate funding from the Trial Court Trust Fund, TCTF, Court Interpreters Program, or CIP. Last week on February 21st, the council approved allocation of the remaining CIP fund balance to courts mid-year to address any CIP shortfalls for fiscal years 24-25 and 25-26 based on available program savings. Staff sent out a mid-year survey in February to the 58 trial courts to obtain their anticipated additional funding requests for current fiscal year 24-25. A total of 43 courts requested additional funding, totaling $12.3 million. 12 courts requested no additional funding, and 3 courts estimated unspent funding of approximately $699,000. After reallocation of the available $699,000, the CIP augmentation request for current year from the TCTF program reserves is $11.6 million. Following the distribution of the $11.6 million, the remaining CIP savings balance of $18.8 million is available for the 25-26 mid-year augmentation. So we'll repeat this process in the next fiscal year. Council staff will conduct an additional survey prior to the end of current year to reallocate available savings to those courts with a funding shortfall, based on final expenditures for current year. Council staff are also working with the trial courts to develop a funding request for consideration in the fiscal year 2026-27 budget development cycle to increase the ongoing CIP baseline appropriation. The recommendations are on page 7 of your materials, and I'll just go through them quickly. The first is to approve the fiscal year 24-25 mid-year reallocation of $699,000 and augmentation of $11.6 million from the remaining $30.4 million program savings balance as outlined in Attachment A. The second is to direct council staff to conduct an additional survey prior to the end of fiscal year 24-25 to reallocate available savings to those courts with a funding shortfall based on final expenditures for the current year. And the third is to direct council staff to repeat the mid-year survey and reallocation process in fiscal year 25-26 and determine if the trial courts need additional funding from the remaining program savings balance of $18.8 million to support court interpreter services. I should note that approval of the current year reallocation is contingent upon approval of the legislature. If approved by TCBAC today, the recommendations will be considered by the council, by the Judicial Branch Budget Committee on March 14th, and then the council at its April 25th, 2025 business meeting. Judge Conklin, that concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Douglas. Informative and efficient as always. I appreciate that. As Douglas noted, the recommendations are set forth on page 7, but before we get there, I'll invite any questions or discussion for Douglas or any members of the committee. And if not, I'd invite a motion.
Judge Conklin, this is Yamasaki. I'd be happy to move approval of the three recommendations as reflected on page 7.
Thanks, David. Is there a second?
Tim Turner, second.
Moved and seconded, the three recommendations set forth at page 7 be approved. It's now open for discussion as an item. Any further discussion? Don't see any hands up. Don't see anybody else asking for time. Is there any opposition to the motion to approve the three recommendations concerning the court interpreter funds as set forth at page 7? And seeing none, as the chair, I'll deem this unanimously approved. So those three recommendations, as Douglas said, and as Rose said, will go to JBBC and then to the council. I believe council, it's the April meeting. And I'll show Rebecca has now joined us. So Rebecca's on as well. Thanks, Rebecca. Douglas, thanks very much for your presentation. Always appreciated.
You bet. Thank you.
So now we're moving to item 2, our only additional action item on the agenda. While these are different funds, it's a similar issue. This is to consider mid-year reallocation of CARE Act unspent funding for the current fiscal year 24-25. And there's Don. He just joined us. Thanks so much, Don. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Judge Conklin. Don Will from Center for Families, Children, and the Courts. This fiscal year, the Budget Act allocated $26.5 million to the trial courts for operations related to the CARE Act. The methodology developed by this committee and approved by the Judicial Council calls for a mid-year reallocation. As you know, 50 of the courts were not required to implement the CARE Act until December 1, 2024. Therefore, we delayed the reallocation survey longer than we might have and surveyed the courts in February. 33 courts project returning a portion of their funding at the end of the fiscal year for a total of $7.5 million. Two courts requested additional funding for a total of $400,000. Initial petition numbers from this December and January after cohort 2 implementation look like implementation is robust, with petitions doubling from November to December when cohort 2 came on and rising an additional 11% between December and January. So we really can't project how much will be available for return at the end of the fiscal year. It's very much a work in progress. But we believe the cushion of $7 million will be enough. So staff recommends reallocating the $400,000 as requested by San Francisco and El Dorado. That recommendation is on page 10 of your materials. And Judge Conklin, that's my report.
Thanks, Don. Like Douglas is efficient and effective. I appreciate that. As was just noted, the recommendations at page 10. Before I move for a motion or request a motion, any questions for Don about the recommendation? Don't see any, don't hear any. Is there a motion to approve the recommendation at page 10?
Rule moves.
Thanks, Chris. Is there a second?
Kelly seconds.
Very good. Thanks so much. Moved and seconded at the recommendation at page 10 of your materials be approved. It's now a pending motion. Any further discussion? And hearing none, calling for a vote, any opposition to the recommendation that's set forth at page 10? Don't see any, don't hear any. As the chair, I'll deem this unanimously approved. Just a couple brief items I want to mention concerning the outcome of the workload formula adjustment request process, ARP, for the 25 cycle. That process is used by trial courts on an annual basis to suggest modifications to the workload formula. There are two requests received by the January deadline, one from Stanislaus, the other from Alameda. These requests were referred to DAC, to the Data Analytics Advisory Committee, for further review, as they may have an impact on RAS, the resource assessment study used in the workload formula. Following DAC's review, we'll update the committee on potential steps. This concludes our items, unless, and I hope you're not disappointed that we're 17 minutes by my math early to conclude. I don't mean to imply for those folks listening in from the public that this was not a necessary meeting. We try to be fiscally responsible for all of our funds, and this is two examples of that. These are unallocated funds, and we always have to be careful how we address these funds. That was the purpose of the meeting today.
Judge Conklin?
Is that Zlatko?
It is.
Go ahead.
Just want to let folks know, tomorrow is our first budget hearing in the Senate. We will have Judge Mormon and Daryl present to discuss the funding restoration, as well as the $40 million that's in the budget for operational costs. It starts sometime in the morning. it's upon adjournment of the floor session, when is never certain, but it'll be sometime in the morning, and it should be broadcast if you're interested. The agenda should be posted, and it's mostly reflective of what the legislative analyst has raised in terms of, you know, priorities. Reminding the legislature of their opportunity to establish priorities for budget expenditures. Ultimately, nothing per se negative. There is an issue about the Tracy Courthouse proposal, but otherwise the LAO is just reminding the legislature of the challenges, the fiscal challenges in the out years, and wanting them to consider proposals from the governor and the governor's budget in the context of all of the competing pressures and priorities in the budget. And then we have another hearing set for March 17th that we will work to see if it'll be Judge Rogan this time or Daryl at the next hearings. But it's important that we do have our trial court leadership voices at these hearings.
Zlatko, thanks for the update. Any questions for Zlatko? And when's the next, it's a May 10th, that's a Saturday. When's the next significant action on the budget, Zlatko?
May 14th, I believe, is a Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it's a Wednesday this year, will be the update from the governor based on the revenues. Some of the challenges there, obviously, uncertainty about the federal budget, but also because of the unfortunate wildfires in Los Angeles, there's been a delay in tax receipts. So while not entire state like it was during the pandemic and then during the floods, there's that LA being a significant, part of state revenues, it may make the estimates of revenues a little bit more challenging. But at this point, revenues have been tracking even slightly above the governor's budget proposal. But we'll see how the things go with the economy and other factors that influence state revenues.
Right. Appreciate that very much. Any other questions or anything for the good of the order before I adjourn us now 15 minutes early? Okay, everybody, thanks so much. Thanks to staff always, to Don and everybody for presenting. Appreciate that. It takes a lot of hard work, even though they're short meetings, to get these things ready to go. And it's always appreciated. So thanks so much. We'll see you for our next meeting, which Rose is when?
It is April 16th.
Okay. Well, that's a significant day. So hopefully all your work is done the day earlier, and maybe we can all contribute a little bit to the state budget by April 15th. So I do thank you all, Doug, Don, for your presentation. Thanks, everybody, for taking time out of your busy day. We'll see you back on April 16th. And FMS members, stand by as well. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.